It's Wednesday, the 21st of January, 2015. I'm Ruth, also known as R2UK, and this is my audio blog. I haven't recorded an update for a few days now, which is down to a combination of being really, really busy with theatre performances and my Amdram stuff, which I'll probably do a separate boo about, and with being not particularly well. I'm struggling with gallstones at the moment. I started getting severe pain back in October, and a lot of to-ing and fro-ing, a lot of painkillers, and finally an ultrasound scan confirmed that I have a gallbladder that's full of little tiny stones and, you know, one or two other painful experiences, and the doctors have agreed to refer me for surgery. My surgery is booked for the 9th of February, so hopefully after that and after I've recuperated and recovered from the surgery, which should be keyhole surgery and should be straightforward, then I'll be feeling much better and I'll be able to eat some of the foods that I currently can't eat. I'm currently trying to generally avoid fat and sugar, which pretty much eliminates everything I like from my diet. So yeah, it's a bit of a depressing time at the moment, and I'm struggling and trying to balance everything, which is tricky. So yeah, and I had a bit of an escapade over the weekend with my gallbladder playing up and my telling me quite firmly that I'd eaten something it didn't want me to have eaten, and then taking a few days to recover. So I've been on bread and water for, oh gosh, about 3 days now. Hoping that the sausage casserole in the canteen at work this lunchtime was not a mistake. Didn't feel like a mistake at the time. I was extremely hungry at the time and it was just what I needed, but you know, you never know at the moment. But anyway, that wasn't what I was going to talk about. I'm in my mobile studio, as you can probably hear from the background noise. I'm on my way home a little bit earlier than usual. I have left work early to get home because I have to collect my daughter and take her to her first ever brownies meeting. It's all come about rather suddenly and still slightly surprisingly. Brownies is not an activity I have pushed my daughter towards in any way. I was a brownie when I was a kid. I remember not enjoying it very much. I particularly remember the fact that we used to get our hands, you know, they used to do inspections. That was one of the things they used to do every week. And I would always lose marks for my six because I bit my nails. And, you know, I tried giving up biting my nails. I couldn't give up biting my nails. And that was a constant source of upset for me, was the fact that I was constantly being penalised for biting my nails. And I actually had a very long period of time when I stopped going. And I remember, I don't know how the timings worked out, but I remember stopping going when I was, I wasn't hugely established. I don't know how long I'd been going for. And then for some reason I went back to it some time later. And in the intervening time, I'd suddenly become the sixer of my six. So I had a short time actually being a sixer, which was quite interesting. But, you know, there were some things that I didn't like about it so much. And obviously for my daughter, I was concerned about any possible religious connotations and connections. And I suppose she really started thinking about it. This goes back to my previous boo about the search for brown leggings. Because I ended up buying this pair of leggings for her to be in the Christmas production at her school, and they just happened to be brownie leggings, and I actually picked the badge off the bottom of the leggings to just make them generic brown leggings for her to be a camel in the school nativity. Whether that was what got her thinking about brownies, or whether there's been talk about it at school, I know she is seven, and in her class are 7 and 6 year olds, and 7 years is the starting age for brownies. Up until that point, girls can go to rainbows if they want to, and there are a number of girls in her class who go to rainbows, and I believe are on the waiting list to go to brownies. So maybe there's talk about it at her school or something, But she started talking about it. She started talking about how she wants to go to Brownies. And I initially thought, nah, you don't want to do that. I didn't like it. Why would you like it? And then I started thinking about it and thinking, well, actually, the variety of activities, the fact they do different things, the fact that she can work towards different badges, that might quite suit my daughter. She doesn't always stick with things particularly well, but perhaps if there's a variety, that might be of more interest, maybe. So I made some inquiries. I talked to the mother of one of the girls in her class who I knew was going to Rainbows and was on the waiting list for Brownies, to try and find out what the options were in our area, what packs there were, which ones I should be on the waiting list for. And I had a recommendation for one in the area. There are a number. There's at least one in our town centre, but there's also one which is out in one of the villages just past where Catherine's school is, actually. And that one came particularly well recommended. Apparently they've got a lot of outside space and they use the outside space well. And it's a 2-hour meet where quite a lot of Brownie meets are an hour and a half, so it's slightly longer. And this is definitely the one that one of her friends from school is on the waiting list for. And she knows some of the other girls who are on the waiting list. So I thought, right, okay, well, went to the Brownies website, filled in the form that says my daughter would like to be a Brownie. Selected that pack as the one that she wanted to go on the waiting list for, and thought, well, you know, that'll be it for 6 months or something, because, you know, having talked to the mums, I was told that waiting lists for Rainbows were 6 to 8 months, possibly longer. Waiting lists for Brownies were probably similar. You know, knowing that a number of the girls in her class were on the waiting list, I thought, right, okay, well, we'll just join the bottom of the list. So filled in the forms at one weekend, and obviously it all went through the system, and eventually on about that the Tuesday of that week, I got an email in the morning from the brown owl of the pack that she wanted to go to say, okay, she's now on the waiting list. And literally 6 p.m. the same day, I got another email from the brown owl to say, a space has just become available, she can start next Wednesday. And I was like, wow, that was a bit quicker than I expected it to be. And suddenly felt dreadfully guilty because of knowing of all her classmates who were on the waiting list. And then it dawned on me that actually in her class, Catherine is one of the few who is 7 already. And I expect that the other girls who are on the wait list are still 6 and therefore have to wait until they're 7 before they can go to Brownies. So, yeah, here we are. It's Wednesday. I'm on my way home from work early to collect my daughter and take her to her first ever Brownies. And I've no idea what she's going to make of it. She's very excited. I have no idea what she expects it to be. I've tried to talk to her a bit about sixes and making friends, and, you know, obviously warning her that none of her friends are there yet, but they might be joining as they turn 7 over the course of the year. There's at least one of her friends' big sisters who goes, so there will be a familiar face, I think. But, and she's just hugely excited about it. So I hope she gets on all right with it. I do kind of hope it will, you know, give her some opportunities and it will be something that she enjoys doing. Because, as I say, having thought about it a little bit more, I think it will suit her. I think the variety, I think the chances to do things would be good. But it's just a bit weird. It's just a bit weird that something, kind of the first thing she wants to do that I haven't kind of encouraged her in any way for. So we'll see how it goes. I will do you an update. I'll let you know what she makes of it. But for now, I'm going to sign off because I'm nearly out of time anyway. And concentrate on getting home, getting my daughter, and getting to Brownies. So as always, thanks for listening, and take care, and I will speak to you again soon. Bye for now.